Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Hopefully everyone is having an exciting evening. I think we got some little slight clouds today, so hope that this weather go on and pass over and not really make a mess for everything. As we always, we open up the show, to open the mic up to anyone that has any announcements or whatever they want to make, have anything for us in upcoming event. We will do so at this time. And I have one that if anybody is over in the Texas or surrounding areas over there, we will be having a Harley-Davidson Explosion race this weekend over in North Star Raceway over in Denton, Texas. So, and not only will it be Harley bikes, but we will have a Grudge Midnight Madness, which starts around 9 or 10 o'clock and go until. So I just kind of want to throw that out to people. So with that being said, here we go on and open up the lines. We got another caller here, 0311. Your line is open.
There you go, Shout. We in there. Hey, what's going on, Chris?
What's going on with you, man?
I can't call it, man. Just trying to see what's going on, man.
What's happening, man? A lot of guys got lucky this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of guys got lucky this.
Yeah.
Man, I'm dead, man.
Guys, yeah. Yes, indeed. Look, we got another caller here, 9017. The line is open.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up? I just wanted to let everybody know about the event next Saturday on July 12th. You know, we got the race, and then we got the car race, and then at the track we also got a concert. So if anybody got any questions like that, they can just, let me know tonight. I'm gonna be on here.
What track you get?
Montgomery.
Okay.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
I'll be there when
they're running 8 miles down there, I think, though.
Quarter mile track.
Yeah, but they're just running 8, right?
Hell no. Shit, if you want to run an 8, you can.
I ain't never know. It always be good today because, you know, a lot of them guys get a car race, and they just run the 8 miles. That's all they really be prepping is 8 miles.
Yeah. Well, I got damn no.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. When the last time it's been a 4 mile race down there? We used to go there for Pro Star. Yeah, we used to go there for Pro Star, so. And I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
I believe that down there when he broke in my truck and stole all my TVs and sound and everything out of my truck down there.
Well, you know, Montgomery, that's right off 85. You know, you get off 85. And go down that little industrial road there. That's where the track is.
Yeah. Me and Buck and them all over down there at the hotel. I think that was that day you came down there in the truck, Charlotte.
They got you at the hotel?
Yeah, they got me at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it was two motorcycle trailers. I parked dead in the middle of both of them.
Yeah, shit, y'all crazy. Y'all know when y'all come to the goddamn event, your ass better drive an hour or 2 hours. You goddamn stay in the same city you want to.
We was in a nice hotel. I was just the only one that was targeted.
That shit don't goddamn matter, goddamn. Anytime you go to the event, you got to drive. Unless you got a family member, you got to drive an hour or 2 hours out.
Who was that anyway? Kia's on? Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the
Kia Zone.
Oh, yeah. So,
it might be like that. You know what, Kia Zone? When they cut it on camera, the video is a little shout guy like you.
Hey, what now? I ain't hear you. What you say?
He said,
right here on a white t-shirt on a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
With me and a bald haircut.
With Midnight Sheen.
I know. They don't fit your description. They don't fit your description, little kid. Long.
Nah,
white T-shirt. They say he jumped. Say he jumped in a whole two-tone shirt. They photo. Got on out of there.
Nah, that wasn't me.
Yeah,
well,
nah,
it
wasn't
none
of me.
Hell no. You should have jumped in and got in the truck and got behind him.
No, no, we didn't know till the next morning. And we was getting ready to check out the hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, y'all.
All right. All right. We got Marvin on too, man. What's going on?
What's going on, Doc? What's happening, fellow?
Hey, what's up, fella?
I can't call him over here in Virginia. It's hot as hell up here for us. God damn, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot down here in the ship, too.
Man, like it's a hell of a month here.
And then it messed around and rained for a little bit, and now the sun came back out and knew it twice as hot.
Yeah, sometimes I would hope that the sun would just stay in, man, or go on in this rain.
Yeah.
When that sun come out, it adds 20, 30 more degrees on to it.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, it was gonna be some good racing in Memphis this weekend, Chris.
Oh yeah, it definitely was gonna be that.
A
lot of the Texas guys actually had made the trip up.
Yeah, I had left my knee center, had that 2-seater wide over there, down about 180, and ran into that rain, and just left completely off the gas. Looked like the bottom fell out the sky.
Yeah. I don't think we ended up leaving the track until about 7 or something, man, that evening, because everybody
came,
was just
coming. I came on up. Me and yeah. Mike and them all of them went out to eat down there around Rio Street down to there.
Yeah, y'all can have it. I was trying to get on back down south, man.
Yeah.
After I didn't get to see no racing.
Okay. Yeah, me and old Dip, old Fish and Peter there. All of us went down there. We had the midgets and all of us were down there kicking.
Oh, okay.
Eating some good old ribs.
Mm-hmm. Look, we got two low callers here. I guess we're going to put the lines here. We got 4757. Your line is open.
White Lincoln.
All right. Yeah. 4387, your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Doing for the long line, man. This is Eugene. I'm just listening in.
Okay.
Eugene!
Yeah.
If you go sit down and eat.
What's up, you troublemaker, you?
What's up, you troublemaker, you,
Mr. Sullivan?
Hey, what up, man?
I can't call
it.
What's going on, man?
I ain't nothing on your hand. You the troublemaker.
No, you the troublemaker.
Say what?
Well,
man,
no,
all I need to do is...
Son, do you know of any 8-mile bikes that you can gather up for next week?
Shine. Shine.
That's all right. I'll call you all after the show, boys.
There you go. Chris said, you know, in an 8-mile bike, we can gather up for next week.
Man, those boys don't want to go no 8-mile type of them bikes, them automatic
though. Yeah. That was a big discussion today with the gentleman.
Yeah, don't nobody want to go with them automatics. You got to go through 6 years before you get that bike, man.
No, the fuck you don't, man.
Okay, all right. That's really your shit.
What are you going to tell me, man? When everybody was at goddamn P-Mutt, damn it, everybody had all
the They're still going in the 6-year kill zone. Fuck you talking about, get out of it. I'll tell you what you do. Stay in four, give it to them, and just let it try to go until you pass shit up. You still got to bump through the gills, right?
Why didn't you get out of the gills, my bad?
I know, you're right about that. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. You got to bump through the gills.
He always want to find you wrong, Shawty. Why he? I thought he was talking to Chris anyway.
I thought he was talking to Chris. Hey, man, get that man another name. Start calling that damn man, Shawty.
Hey, look at Ryan. I was riding automatic transmission with killers on that kindergarten.
Yeah.
He was just a little man. And he trying to tell you something.
Man, I'll be helping y'all boys out all the time, man.
Hey, Charlotte, do you think he was laying in bed dreaming about a bike game?
Man, he didn't know about a motorbike game. He was on a tricycle.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't even got damn race goddamn bike no more. Hey, you probably right, man, because you here holding a motherfucker.
I'm 51, man, I'm 51.
Come on the radio last year and actually he wanted to run any flat slick bike when he was coming to Baton Rouge.
He wanna run in it.
Okay, everybody.
You might have not been on there.
Yeah, that old school bike.
Yeah. I remember somebody had an old school bike. Yeah,
I'm not saying
old school. I had an old school bike with a plastic on.
Yeah, Alex. His name, Alex. Remember, I offered him a road. He said he'd call us right back. He'd come back to New York. He wasn't going to run him.
Is Alex the white guy?
Yeah.
Okay, he got an old school bike with a seat on it. He got a Kawasaki or something on it. He got a
1400
Kawasaki.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah,
that's Mr. Texas. That's Mr. Texas.
Mr. Texas.
Yeah, that's Mr. Texas.
Yeah, so he
won't
run that track.
He
got something to do
in
the track
down
now.
Yeah, he got one of them. Oh, he told them boys, if anybody in Texas say something, he got to come on out and prove it.
Yeah, I heard that.
He would be
look at the lines.
Hey,
let me open up these lines, guys. We've got 1948. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on now?
Ain't nothing, man. Just saying what's happening to you.
Okay.
What's going on, Sean?
What's happening?
It's Big Mark.
Yeah, what's going on with Mark?
Yeah, I can't call him, man.
The only guy that wants to do something in this, somebody in this with that person.
Yeah, he come on my little page talking like he want to get some action. I said, all right, you going to get more than you bargain for, motherfucker.
Sure will. Sure you won't. I see a little grill fight.
July 15th?
July 12th. Hey, July 12th, what is that?
Raceway Park.
I'm just saying, what race is it? There ain't no cup racing on this.
No, uh-uh. NA0.
Oh, one of them now.
Yeah. He got about three or four grudges going down, but he's trying to add some more. Yeah, but he got a couple of flat clicks bike coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see
you talking
about
now. You talking
about Brian.
Yeah, yeah. He's talking a lot of noise about nobody wants to run. I'll find somebody to get across your ass, all right.
Yo,
Will.
He knows how he's going.
I believe it's going to be a nice crowd up here.
Well, you know, Memphis always had a strip center anyway.
Y'all didn't get nothing off last weekend, Shy?
I sure not, man. It rained like crazy.
I thought y'all going to get something off after the show was over with Kizar, whatever his name is.
Man, that's fire red for an AC.
What was his name, Shy?
His name is Fire Red. Quizar. What his name is.
Hold on, we got another caller here, man. 9316.
Chris
probably
going to
get
some tire ads
in.
9316, your line is open.
Hey, man, what's up, y'all? This Monster, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Got it. I heard Sean was talking about dragging somebody and killing somebody out there.
I hope he wasn't talking about Evendale, Texas, huh?
Nah, I wasn't talking about Evendale.
Yeah.
That's
the racetrack that I had rented Evendale, Texas last year. And that's probably the most backwoods country people that got in a racetrack. So, but it's nothing but love back there, though. They love their money, so they, anything come through it, like.
I don't know. I just, you know, I ain't hearing nothing bad about the truck. I just hear back in the town or whatever. We killed this black guy. Yeah,
that's
that was the thing. We didn't come.
That's Jasper, Texas. That ain't no good reason not to come, you know. But that.
They say you can't get caught down there after dark. After dark.
Yeah, that's just somebody saying something they don't even know what they're talking about, man. But the road to turn off to is in Vada, Texas, and the town is known for what it's known for.
This
quarter mile track.
Yep.
It's the one y'all said y'all was actually coming last year. And last minute, y'all backed out, went somewhere else.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Right now,
say they got an issue with Texas. It's Eugene talking right now.
Oh, yeah. It was Eugene. I talked to you again before it's a cut.
Yeah, I'm trying to solve this issue over there with them Hughes boys over there.
Him?
Hey, you know them boys you had got on that other little bike, and they had a slick on there.
But we just went in on Gamma with them anyway, and they thought they had to do you something.
Uh-huh.
I think we were down in Louisiana.
We were in the street like we were in the street like that.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
And they had some long, some old grudge looking bike.
Yeah,
we got an issue. We're going to put that blue bite on them.
That's the Houston crew he's talking about.
Yeah, they
all stand behind each other, so I mean they race you whatever you want to do.
I'm
from Louisiana. I'm just telling you straight up. Whenever we go race them, they can be mad at each other, but they will back each other up. So
hey, look. I can't tell, because, well, they couldn't even come up to CC Pot, so I can't tell. Well, you right about that, we tried to get with them, and they didn't even want to bet no more. They wasn't but some puck on.
I think it was 500.
What?
Yeah, they don't want to do it for no more. We got a street fight there and all out good, everybody.
For real? Well, at least he offered you five. He didn't give me, but look, I told him. You know what my numbers, I told him. So he came back way less than what I told him.
Yeah.
He said he could 15 cents. I came back with, I told him, give me 3 pennies. He like had a heart attack.
And look, under my day,
that's what he said. He had the nerve enough to say I was trying to buy the pot.
Look, and the little fight we had, Charter had already told us this was a true street fight. Charter said, "No, we ain't got no business with this. But I just wanted to jump in with."
It ain't besides Ennis.
That's the only really quarter mile truck up here in Dallas right now. But you got to have license and all that stuff, to really run down the truck and stuff. They real strict about chain guards, safety, leathers, and all that other stuff. So.
Yeah, they need that. We need safety anyway. That ain't no big deal. All I want.
Right, but they real strict on the license, though. I think it has to be. You got to have a. Yeah, they real strict about that. So that's the only thing about it.
What, you got to have a motorcycle license?
Yeah, you do.
So
yep.
You got that.
Yep.
NHR.
You got to have a license.
Yeah. NHR.
I want to say NHRA license, yes.
Oh, endorsement. Oh, yeah, we can make that happen. That ain't no big deal.
But I know for his tennis, though, not a lot of people go out there really to race, you know, because of that issue. But,
yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it's plenty of 8 mile tracks around here. You want to get down?
No, they won't.
Man, I don't have no shell and pony. I got to do something to stop these horses.
I know, man. When cutting the clothes, I know it. That hurts. Yeah, that was the best truck here in Texas, man. I mean, now I'm still in there.
Yeah, I wish I could get on that Aurora Purple, boy. I tell you what, we'd make some eyes. I'm hoping over that.
I don't know any other track. I mean, I don't know about the Houston tracks. I mean, there was a track called Baytown. I don't know anything about that one, so.
See, the thing of it is, I can't get them cowards to come across the state line.
Listen to me.
Y'all ain't gonna believe what I offered this dude. I offered the dude up to $500 on the fuel to come to Chris Track, that come to state capitol, goddamn, and we're gonna baptize him. You think he took it?
That's not going to come. They ain't coming out that. They ain't coming out of city limits.
Shan, what's up, Shan?
Well, you know, a lot of them like to be fans in their own town, down in Atlanta.
Yeah. Hey, Shan. Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
Hey, next time we're at the same track, I'm gonna let you shake it down, man. Remember, I was down in Prescott 2 weeks ago.
Prescott. Yeah.
I was on that black 1000 with the yellow. What's up, buddy? You were slick on it, yeah. What's going on, man? He gonna get down with you?
Man, okay. Well, what you want me to do for him to get down with me then? Can you call him and say, please get down with me?
I'm sure he gonna work it out with you. I'm sure.
Huh?
It didn't sound like that at all earlier today. Sound like he was moonwalking.
Hey. Sound like somebody at Walmart.
Hey, it was done.
He don't want to make it right, man. He don't want to make it right.
Chris,
I'm
in.
All around.
Chris, I'm not in.
Yeah, you in.
Alice Hughes, I'm looking for you.
Who is it? Wait a minute. This might be Michael Phillips.
Alice Hughes, I'm looking for you. You're on Facebook.
Hey, that man said you're running for him.
Party, yo, get on the phone. We need, can do this Friday night. We ain't got to wait no more. We can do this Friday night.
That man said you running from him.
Tell me to get
that man
said you
want to lock in with him or nothing.
Yeah, damn lie. He went out there, ran. Yeah, damn lie. When he ran Carlos them over there and beat Carlos them, I went back there to try to run. I'm talking about his bike was broke. Bike wasn't broke. But that's all
that
I know.
Say, that man said you still got the back tire whenever you get rid of it.
He give me the back tire. We can find a wet road and do that. We ain't got to go to the racetrack. We can run them on the street.
The man
said
you
got
the back tire. Did he say that clearly?
That's what he said? Chris, that's what he said?
Yeah, I tell you what, I got the text message to prove it.
Well, Chris, you can run on the street then. You can do that on the street. We ain't got to go to the racetrack.
You need to lock in. Whenever you want to lock in, he's ready for you.
Get him. Chris, get him on the phone. I know y'all listening. Get on the phone. Get on the phone. We can do this Friday night. We ain't got to go wait till no event. We can do this in Shreveport. Ask 4 hours for you, 4 hours for me. Me and Shreveport, we can get this. Yes, sir. We can get it off our chest. ASAP with that red mic.
What do you say? Bring the bad apple. You can still get the back top or whatever. Well, I know them. But you know what you're locked in for.
No, I thought he was talking about J-Wheel Mike with the back tie. He wasn't talking about the bad apple, Mike.
I know he wasn't talking about that motherfucker. I
said, I don't know. I don't want to make sure I watch that.
I didn't see that when he said that. I thought he was talking about J-Wheel Mike and get the back tie.
Oh, he said bad.
Come on, Eugene. You know he didn't say that. Come on, man. You know what he said.
I'm going to wait till I go back to my phone. I got to hear a text message.
Nah, come on, Eugene. You know he said he was talking about a J-Wheel bike.
It don't matter. It don't matter. I want to run that bike anyway.
He wouldn't even talk to me. All the thing he would say to me was for me to bring the bad out that bike. That's all he'd tell me.
Tell them to get their ass to the racetrack and they can be able to get whatever part of it they want because that bitch is on point.
Well,
Richard, I heard you call it out, but I got to run that other bike before I run that great bike because when I beat that great bike, the other bike ain't going to run me. So, Richard, I'm going to answer your crap too.
What great bike?
Oh,
no,
come on, man.
What great bike?
That bike he called us out on a couple weeks ago. But getting back to that, I ain't worrying about that. Get Alex Hughes on the phone. We need to run this race this weekend. Not now, not the day past Friday. Not now. Chris, pull up. Marshall, you're not getting touched.
He was coming on Grudge Talk, man. He said he was coming on Grudge Talk.
Well, I'm going to be waiting for his ass. I'm going to mute me right now, Chris. When he come on here, I'm going to be waiting for him. Cocked and loaded. Soon as he touches his line, I want to twist his ass when he get to the racetrack.
Man, this has been 2 days or so for me, man. I ain't been able to leave this darn thing alone because I'm like, man, everybody been out there reading this mess on Facebook. It's been going on for 2 days straight.
I'm trying to think
like
of a track,
I told you.
Man. You say so, Mike. You saying Gillum? Red River, right?
Yeah, we can go to Red River. That's halfway to him, halfway to me. I don't know the track. He don't know
okay,
the track.
Okay, yeah, it's
get
pretty
it
awesome up from us, for us to get there, Dallas.
Oh, that's you? That's you?
Nah, this Jermaine.
Oh, I thought that was you. I just said, we can go ahead on and lock this on in. I can't wait to get a hold of that old school motherfucker. I'm going to make that motherfucker retire, that old motherfucker. There's only one old school left around. One. And that ain't the one.
And what are you?
Okay,
I'm
going to show you.
Gonna furnish him up, Mike.
I'm going to make him scatter that new tall gas motor he got. Don't think I know that shit he got. He think he got a real man. Okay. Bring that shit out there. I'm going to baptize that motherfucker. I promise you.
Mike, don't stand. He may be on line now, man. He may be on the phone now. Let me... somebody
Chris,
medical
I got... Chris, I got a phone call saying that I was dead. So I ain't gonna say no names. Just get y'all ass to the racetrack and let's do this. Just like the last time y'all were over here and y'all ran Carlos them and y'all got with me Carlos. I come down there to run. Y'all got time. I know we can't mess with that. I got that made a shake now. That's the same bike. I ain't did nothing to it but put a little nitrous on. That's it. Now get on the goddamn phone. Let's get this race on. I know the thing I'm scared to see right now, Jesus Christ. He almost got me two Sundays ago when he almost hit me with that lightning. I was like Muhammad Ali, I was too quick for the lightning to hit me. But Chris, go ahead on mute, man. I'm finna clean out this swimming pool with my baby. Whatever they cut this line, you let me know.
You
doing the same thing tonight? We waiting. You doing the same thing? Am I on the what? I said you doing the same thing, huh?
Yeah, I said clean this pool off of my baby. My baby wanted to swim, so I went on and cleaned it up so they can get their little asses. That's what I'm messing with now, getting this dick and pool together. I'm having a pool party this weekend. Yeah, I got it.
Well, Eugene, I got a question for you.
Eugene, can you get the minutes together and put that out there on the, can you put the minutes out there on Facebook and let the man know that they can do that this weekend, this Friday night?
And give them.
Do what this Friday night?
It don't matter if it's 4th of July, 3rd of July, it don't make a fuck. I'm going to have 5 weeks fly off to the motherfucker's ass.
Listen. I can't do it this Friday night because my son playing baseball. You know, I got to go back to Memphis this weekend.
Well, I'm sorry for you.
My son playing in the, for the state championship in the coaches' pitch. So I'm leaving tomorrow, going back up there.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Man, has anybody seen or heard from Russell Good?
He enjoying his win, man. He enjoying that win. He knocked off a legend. He knocked off a legend. He can talk. He knocked off a legend.
I can't call that knocking off no legend when you won't come back and give me a man.
I wanted to run it back, though. Oh,
that's
no, I wanted to run it back.
What do you want to do with that? What do you want to do with that, Chris?
Huh?
For that race?
What do you want to do with that this weekend?
Huh? Jim? You talking about me, Pee Wee? Gillum? I got an NHRA license. They want to load the water my track. I don't care. We can go.
I ain't worried about that, but I'm talking to Chris, and he got a message, so I'm asking Chris what they talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you to type the minutes out there and let him know that Mike said get over to Gillum this weekend, this Friday. Yeah, the track over Friday, because that's testing two tonight.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with that, Mike?
Yeah, we can do it now. 4 hours for me, 3-4 hours for them. I don't know.
Okay.
I ain't got no Shetland pony, man. I got a thoroughbred. What they call that dumbass racing? What they call chrome, whatever dumbass racing? That's we from the name our race team, dumbass racing. That's the thing I get running them goddamn horses. That's us, the dumbass racing.
All right. Well, we shall see what the outcome will be.
I'm gonna tell you
somewhere, man. The guys have been talking about up there in Indian places. I know that's where they're flying from, but we need to plan a trip up there too.
Oh boy! Well,
maybe someone in this bike
truck
there. I'm gonna wear my Stetson on them, boy. I'm gonna put my Stetson on when I get ready to run them. My big 10 gallon I got that they gave me when I was in Texas the last time I shot down the outlaw Joe DeWell.
But I don't know if they've been introduced to the SEC out on this end here in that cottage league, man. I've been following them a while and they've been talking up to Noah, but like I said, I don't think they used to that SEC conference.
I'm trying to get them in the SEC, Chris. Hey, I want to step up, though, boy. I tell you.
They're going to surprise you, man. They got some fights coming out, man.
I don't know what they need to come on out.
He's going to have a big test, though. Yeah, he's going to have his big test next week, though, man. He's so all eyes going to be on that race there. You know they got the race on the 12th over there next week. He's going to run some guys out of Extreme guys.
What you got to race there?
Oh, Extreme Motorsports.
Yeah, they...
8 mile track? So he running Allen from Extreme Motorsports next weekend.
Right.
Like with that Zookzilla?
Yep.
Shit. Allen gonna stuff him up on that motherfucker.
I got.
Shut up, Mike. Hey, be quiet.
I ain't gonna say no. I'm sorry, Allen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I tell you what. Let me clean this and clean the pool. Let me use my phone. I'm gonna listen to y'all. Let me use my phone because my baby looking at me like they want to swing on me.
Yeah, because y'all underestimate that guy over here.
Why? What I'm getting for?
What you say, Chris?
You want to see
I
say,
you're all
underestimating
that guy over
there,
man. Why you want to see
it? Who are you all underestimating? The guy over here.
In Texas? Yeah,
man,
y'all
underestimating
that guy. Hey, power commander don't work outside of Texas.
Man, he called this like the Knight Rider. You know the Knight Rider Fat Tail. Don't act.
Man, it...
You know, can nothing catch the Knight Rider on TV? Police on the phone. You know how y'all watch the damn Knight Rider? That Knight Rider was a fast-ass car.
Don't look.
Hey, mother,
hey,
come to the
mother,
come to the
mother,
y'all know Kim was fast. y'all better leave Kim alone.
Mm-hmm, you're so right. That's something you just had to come better than that, didn't it? That better
hey,
come here, call that car to come get it.
Kit has his own, a mind of his own, remember?
I need you right now, Kit. I'm in distress. I need you right now, Kit. Come on, Kit. I need you. I'm right. Come on, get me. Goddamn, Kit, go down and get somewhere.
Shit.
My friend live in Texas.
Texas.
Ain't number cows and big ass hats out there.
Everywhere you go, they got to set a bull on somewhere.
Oh, now let's call in and bring your buddy Cody with you.
Yes, indeed.
Do you think my track is sexy? I'm going to Texas, goddammit.
I tell you what, if Ellis is going to win like
that. Hey, then he got his bragging rights because he ain't got to worry about losing nothing.
When, next week?
Oh, well, next week. He better not lose next week because I'm going to really clown him for sure.
Man, I tell you what. I tell you what about Texas. They'll never run out of milk.
What was that, Sean?
Texas ain't gonna never run out of milk.
They got enough cows all over there.
Man, what? That's all you gonna see.
That's what Cody be riding over there, ain't it? I think that's what Cody be on. He love to get on the back of them cows.
Man, I'm telling you,
them cows like
out
of
that. Big cowbell hats and cows. That's what's in Texas. That's what they got.
What they got?
They got pretty women. They have nice women over there, too.
Wait, what did you say, Sean?
The more they got number big ass cows and cowboy hats.
Ryan still on this phone.
Yeah.
Ryan's still on this phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nigga, I gotta tip my hat to your ear. She ain't got no sister, huh?
Good.
Wow. Now you know Ryan went down there and paid that girl to come with him.
Hey, Mike. You know better than that, Mike.
Man, she got to do it, right? I'm just messing with you, man. I'm just messing with you.
Ryan, she got a
trick.
Well, you talk about a clown there. Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Yes, sir. I'm good.
Well, you have me up. I come back to Memphis there before.
I'm going to my phone. I hate to tell you. I'll kill my head to you.
Hold on, sweetheart. He ain't talking about nothing. He's talking about some
racing.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
You're going to get it. Hey, you
Mike,
shut
that thing up, Mike.
Mike, calm down, baby.
Mike, you're messing mine up, Mike.
What is that?
Yes,
Mike, would you please tell us it was a rush? It was a rush show, baby.
Damn, the radio got quiet.
It has got quiet, man.
Chris, what you did? Mute everybody?
No, everybody's still on.
OMG.
Yeah, everyone is still
damn,
on.
Damn, Chris,
man.
We just. Everybody got totally quiet.
Let me see here. Yeah, they are quiet. I don't know everybody saying that their lines. I'm receiving messages saying that they're quiet. You think your line's still open, huh?
Yeah, my line open.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
Hey, mine's still open too, Britt.
Okay, so.
Everybody still got their mouth wide open right now.
Everybody
here, come here and cut this shit out. Come here, buddy.
And let me ask this question,
yeah,
to any of these indie guys or whatever on tonight.
Well, I need to go down to Mississippi, man. Ran in the trumpets.
Ah, he good.
I need to bring this elephant gun down there.
What's that, sir?
I'm not trying to see where my partner's in the stretch. I need to bring this elephant gun down there. This dog
oh.
Is going to trickle out. Y'all need to bring this trickle out. Hey, Bill. Bill must have been hung up. Yeah, Bill must have hung up. Look at him.
Where?
I said, the other partner who was on the phone, he must have hung up. But look here,
okay.
Chris, was you coming to Memphis? Was you coming to Memphis?
No, I'm still on the phone.
Are you there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Man, look here. We're going to bring that single out. Driver might be in a little trouble over there.
Hey, what are you doing? Let me see if I can close the line up and let them handle some business.
What happened, Shalvin?
I don't know.
Somebody need to mute it. Let me see if I can clear it up, man. Somebody that got in trouble, ain't
it? I think I heard that.
Y'all, girl, hold on.
Somebody was asking about a fist.
No, I don't want to witness something like this. I was saying I'd be asking about a fist.
Hey, man,
who's
going to
sit up
listening to
this? Oh, man, television. Hold on. But you had to tell the sheriff. If you go down, then the story goes on. It's like real now. Oh, wait. Y'all, hold on, guys. Let me see if I can
figure out. Hold on, man. Who in the hell is playing that y'all fan? Y'all my
I don't know. Somebody got a radio on.
Hey, somebody doing that shit for a purpose, man.
Yeah. I may have to reboot the show, so I'm gonna get to the number here because they just took full control. So if I lose connection, would you just give them about 5 minutes to call back in? Okay, it's gone.
There you go. It's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gone.
All right.
Yeah, damn. Chris let a motherfucker, goddamn rapper. He let a damn kid to get in line with him.
Yeah, somebody was doing that shit there on purpose, though.
Yeah,
they did that on purpose.
He let a damn gangster get on.
They ain't want to talk, goddamn. They want to play music.
Yeah. They want to do no talking. They want to rap a little bit.
Now, look here. Spray driver.
What driver is he still on there?
Man, driver, I don't know. We might need to go down there, man. I might need to get that tranquilizer going there now.
Hey, I tell you what, goddammit. The next time he get his motherfucking ass on the grand line, I guarantee you, goddammit, he won't be on the phone talking to no female in the background because, hey, a nigga don't care what come out of his mouth.
I
bet the next time you're going to have that phone on speaker.
Yeah, no, you ain't going to have no speaker. Trying to work on that goddamn dick back there, goddamn it. She heard every motherfucking thing he was asking about.
Well,
man,
now
that's
she
crazy.
She won't know who that broad is he talking about.
He wasn't talking to you. He was talking to somebody else. He wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, it's all it said. It's all it was.
Well, you know, he don't.
Yeah, she just misunderstood. You ain't the only Ryan on the phone.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it is.
There's a bunch of
land. Yeah,
right.
Right there. Yep. Hey, so, don't worry about
it. We good to go. That's right.
Where are
that
you all?
I'm sticking to it.
So I'm telling you now. Sticking
to this weekend.
Yeah, like a hockey when you get crashed.
Mm-hmm. That shit, right.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
But
you
that shit real funny.
Well, you know what I say about that duck, goddammit, when you got too many eyes in the side, goddammit, you need to put some of that shit out.
Oh, yeah. Put it out.
You gonna get bought like a motherfucker every time.
Cause
this
out.
This is Grand Line Radio talk show. Hey, don't get it. What
Grand Line Radio with the host, that is just Chris. Chris is your host. Where is Alex Bud Light, man? He ain't got a rehab yet.
I guess not. He ain't on now.
He's still.
All right, guys. Look, we got
that, bro.
Man, look like I have some few calls here. Let me see. We've got a whole line of calls here to try to get in. So let me open these lines. We got 4521. Your line is open. 4521. Oh, your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
All right, yeah.
Dan?
All right, we got another caller here. We got 1221. Your line is open. 1221, your line is open. All right, we got, let me see here. Marvin, I think his line is back open again.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and we got another number on here. It's a 111 number. I mean, your line is open, too.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Eugene, everybody else, and everybody who got Ryan in trouble, but I don't know. I guess it's a game. Miss Lamb, you might be coming out of Louisiana. Give me Louisiana, girl. Man, I got one girlfriend in, man. Somebody made that man lose his first girlfriend. God damn.
That's shit.
That
man,
you took a
plus, she was man. A dying piece. Now, I got to say, she was a dying piece. But I didn't think he got her on his own. He must have used some dimes to get her. But, oh, well.
Oh, well.
She was pretty straight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to give it to her. She was a dime piece. She was a dime piece. He had it for a minute. But shit happened.
That ain't even the same one. See, what happened was another one was here.
Another one.
Oh, he had a man at the house.
Yeah, I had another one.
Oh, okay.
That's the doctor. This is the doctor right here talking, Noah. Yeah, then
you put out
right. She smashed so many lines. Man, do you know how many lines on this phone?
I knew it.
Don't worry about that. How many lines on this phone? Man, it's 3 lines on this damn phone.
Cause I had said something, but I had no idea.
Yeah, she's plenty lines on this phone, man. Go careful,
man.
Yeah,
my daughter, come
here.
Come here, baby.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
Hey, man.
Yeah, that boy there, he's some shit with it.
Come to your daddy hood. Don't pull my baby pants.
You hang with him, guys. You hang with him, you get put out the house.
Oh, yeah. That mama hoop me out of the
face. All right. Let's see here. All right, let me see.
Hey, where are the boys at, Chris?
I don't know, man. What are you?
I'm back.
I said
everybody is on.
Hey,
you got the custom cut walk coming in.
They had the main custom cut for mess around and went to the trap and cut that light on. And there was a fish black dog down there. And you know he had beaten light. And all that mess he had talked to. They custom cut like them bricks up, so he wanted to go down there where Mike was.
Exactly. That's what happened.
Hey, look. So he wanted to go down there where Mike was because he didn't know where the bike was going to jump.
I wonder why I come through that three rotors on that bike. I run across the bike, I got one rotor. Come through that three rotors on that bike. He said, I'm going to stop that damn bike.
Man,
there's
a custom cut that had his brakes in, mate. Trying to stop so he can turn that front. You're going to get out of there. You don't
want to
be out of that
car.
Hey,
Shawty.
I
didn't see that one coming from Mike right there. I knew that I'd been.
Man, you never know what, man. You supposed to always be on top. Man, you'll never be on the speakerphone when a woman around.
Well, see.
But what happened,
she already pulled up mad. Because I had all my lines tied up. So I was showing her that, you know, I was on the phone with the fella. And Mike came out of nowhere all that time.
I said, ooh, wait. What was that?
Hey.
Man, you had locked up the phone line. You had locked up the phone line.
All I know, Ryan, all I know, you shut the whole radio station down.
Everything got quiet as hell.
Chris thought everybody hung up.
you can hear a pin drop.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, we had a war going on, man. What the hell?
I'm gonna try to figure out what county you was in, so I can call the police or something.
I don't need to call the police.
Hey, shout it. That goddamn driver had everybody, had the motherfucker lying so quiet, goddamn, you could hear a goddamn mouth piss on cotton.
Everybody
hung up, but nobody left with me and Chris. Hey, he scared
the shit
out of me, I know that. I'm like, goddamn, what the hell Ryan got going on?
Yeah, I got him in the good line.
Come on down, man. I thought it was ladies' night last week.
Have you gotten any response yet, man? On the race for this weekend, or that's still a toss-up?
On what? On what, Chris?
On your topic you put out there. Did you put one out there?
What
Mike was saying. Yeah, no, I'm talking about what Mike was telling him to meet him halfway this weekend.
Oh, I ain't got no hit on that.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got no hit on that. Trust me, he
listens. Yeah, 'cause we got the owner on and everything, so we can go on and take care of that.
Indeed.
What?
Boy, that's so gone. Boy, there. Man, we done lost 10. All right, we got another call. Let me see. We got Mike here. All right, Mike.
What I missed? My phone. I dropped my phone.
Oh, you didn't miss anything.
So
Ryan, get your phone down.
Tell him what he missed. Mike, the girl came back on the phone. Ryan Lee came back on the phone. Want to know who you is. She don't play that shit.
Hey. Hey, you my Shine Ryan? I wasn't talking about no Shine Ryan.
No, I said Ryan O'Lady. Ryan O'Lady want to know who that was. Want to know who's saying that shit.
That was not a Ryan. Who you talking about, Shine Ryan?
That's what I told her. No, I told her Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, you missed the moment of silence.
I'm talking about Ryan that live in Maryland.
Yeah.
Well, that nigga, he got trouble? Oh, Lord, I'm sorry for you. Ryan, can you put it on the phone? I'll get it straight for you.
Man, Ryan, I hung up the phone, man.
Oh, Lord, he's going to kill. Man, why you got the phone on speakerphone when you're on good time? Don't you know it's a bunch of colors and a bunch of men on the phone? I ain't no telling what the women like to hear. I wouldn't know
that.
That
was Charlie told him.
I wouldn't know
that. That was Charlie told him. Charlie told him that, but. Oh, well.
Well,
all right, hold on, guys. We got another caller, man. 7569. Your line is open.
Get them boys on the phone. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I ain't nothing, man. I just called the ass saying, who can they get a black eye?
I want somebody. Them boys from Texas.
So you did it, Mike. No, I'm talking about somebody on the wire. Somebody heard something.
Man, ain't no telling who line to get a black eye fucking with me.
God dang. Hey, I heard Shine say that the reason goddamn CC didn't come to the end of that track that night, it was dog down there.
Oh, ain't no telling who was going to be some rumbling in the jungle. Nah, I wasn't going to mess with him. He got luck. Every now and then the sun shine on the dog's ass when you lay the tail up.
I copied you.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I mean, it happens. That's racist. Two down, one back. But you got to be a man to hell and say, okay, I'm gonna fight him again. I want to see if I can give him another black eye.
Back in that
I beat some, with his scratch again. If I beat somebody, trust me. As soon as I get it cool on, you want to try it again? I'm going to try to, if I can beat a man to the ground, I'm going to beat all the wind out of his ass. I'm going to let you
know
that right now.
You're going to be
water further. I don't want to even get a sip of water. I want to get right back in the ring so I can give you another black eye. Whoop, or he's break your jaw or something. I'm going to beat you till I can't beat you no more. That's where I am.
Yeah.
Always have and always will. If it with my hand, my feet, or whatever, that's me.
So
all you can do is
be
here.
What is that quarter mile race out here in the South? Because I don't think I'm going to Rock Ave.
Man, I want to catch the first racetrack open for them Texas boys. But I'm going to put my Stetson up in their ass and my cowboy Billy's snake skin. I'm going to wear them to the track.
I had a dude that talking. He said them boys out there in Texas, and they want to play with everybody, but they just, you know, it's like a 20-hour drive and stuff like that for them to come to Rock Ave.
Man, we will meet them boys in Shreveport this weekend, Friday night, under the lights.
But somebody need to throw a big event out there in Shreveport, and they eat meat goddamn Texas right there in Shreveport.
The borderline.
Hold on, guys. We got two callers here. Hold on for 1 second. This may be, we got, I think the 9316 number. Your line is open in 2733. Your line is back
open. I know the 2733 number, Chris.
Okay.
Texas boys.
No, that's not
me. No, that's me. It's Marshall. Mike.
Oh, Marshall, you don't like getting touched with them boys?
I got a hold of one of them, but that ain't the ones you looking for. You're looking for the Dallas, not... You know.
Huh? I got
the one that Eugene was asking about from Houston.
Oh, okay.
But you're looking for the ones from
Dallas.
Dallas
Hughes.
Yeah.
I want
somebody
that
called him by now.
Hey, carrot top, so I can clip his carrot.
What? Hey, Jamal, you there?
I don't know. You probably sleep when she come back. I don't know.
Oh.
Man, you all check on Shine after this. I'm not Shine, but Ryan after this show over with, man.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I don't think he can, bro. I ain't gonna get nobody in trouble. All I say, y'all, don't get y'all ladies on this damn talk show, cause we, me and on him, ain't no telling what the hell he might be saying on this level. I ain't no telling what he's saying, though, man. What was he saying? I know he said the line, lock the line up, man.
Yeah, but the girl got to understand, when you with the boy, you gonna talk to him. But I'm gonna tell y'all, this is what I'm finna tell y'all. Everybody haul ass. But this is what I'm finna tell y'all. Y'all, this is what I'm finna tell y'all. That right there was worth leaving home for. I wouldn't have left home for that. I ain't lying. I don't know who put that line was talking about over there with Shine, but this line I'm talking about. Nigga, I'll be home for that. Lord have mercy. I'll let you hit me in my mouth with a bat for that.
Well, he gone. Mike,
you gonna hold that man a goddamn lamp. That way, he gonna make sure I'm beat it with a lamp. You gonna hold my lamp.
All I know. Yeah. Hey, is Kid Ross still on the phone?
Who all them the kids gonna raise?
Hey, Chris, Shine still on the phone?
No, man, he I think he going to check on Ryan, man.
Ryan Lee, Shine Lee.
Oh, no. I want to know if Kid's on the phone, because I know he eating that up right there.
Hey,
Eugene.
I know Kid's okay. Wait till he get his moment now.
No,
Eugene still on the phone, Chris?
Yeah, Eugene still on.
Hey, Eugene.
Yeah. Huh?
Eugene not on the phone, man.
Hey, see what
I am here. I'm here.
See what
you hey, Eugene, man. Why are you telling us, man, they got them Red Bulls out there and Memphis on sale? When the men came out there, bought some Red Bulls, man.
Pee-wee don't know about that, man. Pee-wee don't know about that. Pee-wee just started kicking the can around.
Pee-wee, he know about that. Pee-wee know Eugene know about that.
Pee-wee, you knew about me kicking that red can around, that Red Bull can around?
Look, wait, go ahead in a minute.
Pee-wee, I can't hold it.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to dial you back. I'm trying to connect that three-way to get him on there.
All right, your line open, guys. So it's 2920 number. Your line is open. All right.
This is me, Chris. This is Cujo.
Okay.
From Texas.
Okay.
Is that one of the balls out of Hughes? Yeah, this one of Hughes. Yeah, hold on with you.
Look at that.
Hey, let's get to the racetrack this Friday night and get this off our chest. Yes,
I'm talking to Alex right now, matter of fact. I can tell you, most of the people this week, nobody really racing this week, you know, for July week.
Why not?
I understand that, man, but that's the thing, man, I can't speak for the man himself, you know what I'm saying, but I know he's doing everything, but I'm trying to get him. I'm talking to him right now. I'm trying to get him on the line. You know,
soon as you get him on that line, you let him know I'm looking for him. Michael Phillips, the one who can say he's scared to run it, get his ass to the motherfucking racetrack Friday night and kill him. And I'm going to show him some motherfucking stuff. I'm going to shoot a skyrocket in his ass.
Yeah, that Mike, man, Mike off the chain. Well, Mike, you off the chain, boy.
Hey, you talking about the man up, boy?
Yes, sir. That's that motherfucker I'm talking about going to put a warning right in his head.
Then I'm just asking now. For what I'm saying, we ought to try to run me. I'm just trying to
say. I tried to run him in the last call.
Tell him, put him on the phone, man, rather than relaying messages. Let him talk, man.
Yeah, he's scared to talk. We ain't going to beat him up there, man.
You want to get for me? Cause I might be too nasty and mean to him. I'm a he.
Okay,
I'm
mean, might be nice. I want to talk to him. I'm gonna let you talk.
Cause I was interrupted while I was sleeping. The other morning, said I was scared to run it. I'm a black in his eye.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you talk to him. Don't scare him too bad, Mike. Hold on to him. I'm on, you get it from the front, I got it from the back.
Is any of y'all coming on the 12th?
We don't run 8 miles. We ain't got no shit coming. We got Clydesdales and Thoroughbreds. Hey, listen, you ever heard of that? When they go run them horses? What's that horse name? Yeah, it's a dumbass.
Mike. California Chrome.
Mike.
Yeah, that's
what
we California call.
Hey, look here, Mike. If we can't come on the phone and talk to you, don't pass no messages.
Don't worry. When I catch him at the next race here, I'm going to try to catch him. As soon as he roll out the trailer, when he roll, I'm rolling.
You ain't gonna catch him on this side of Texas.
Don't worry. We going over there with that thoroughbred we got. See, we got two names for that. We got two names for that apple. We got two names for him. See, they don't even know. We is really horsemen, right? We got one name for him, and then we got another name. He a gangster. When he want to shit somebody's mouth, he a bad apple, so he got a worm in his mouth. When he want to run over a motherfucker, he a Sagittarius. But we didn't get that whole new name. Now she California Crown.
God, dog.
And my baby's gonna cuss me out and took my phone from me. I just got it back in a little bad bathroom. Come on,
what's up?
Okay, what's up?
Boy, your little niece is some bad little motherfuckers.
Man.
Hey, come on.
What's up?
Eugene. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Why you didn't tell us that Red Bulls be on sale in Memphis, man? We just got a whole 18 with a load of Red Bulls out there.
Pee-wee.
I ain't gonna call no name, but we got somebody in the camp who can't get right. I'm not messing with you, man. I'm not trying to call him on three-way real quick.
Well, I got me a young one. I got me a young one. I forgot to train it. I went to Jesus last night.
And it worked.
It worked, sir.
The other night, it almost slipped.
Man, I have mean, nasty tire shake on my second gear. By the time I hit high gear, it was all over. I had about 4 or 5 bikes in the front.
I'll only take the person up on three-way.
I'm not going to bring no damn three-way. I know it ain't going to take you about 5 steps.
Monster. It's ugly.
Man, it's been a storm down here.
Yeah, you ought to keep that down there too, man.
I'm making sure I'm going to be in the house. Because I don't want to get hit. I don't want to be like Richard Pryor walking that water again. I wasn't supposed to get y'all going on in this house. Man, I sure hate that man got in trouble for me talking about another man.
What you going to do? The funny part about it,
he was 8 men in it.
Mom, Lord have mercy.
What's up, dog?
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
I got Alex on the line. Hey, radio.
Hey, hold on, I'm trying to get you in. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
What's up, buddy?
You have a number, don't you?
This is Michael Phillips.
Yeah.
What's happening, buddy?
Hold on, Alex. Let me hold on real quick. Hold on. Get him on. We got much time. Three grand to go spend three more with it. I can just go with you. He wants to come get a Sunday, and I'm like, no, I'm riding it for you. Bro, it's a whack tonight. Hey, Eugene, you still on? Yeah, I'm still here.
Eugene, I got the guy you was looking for.
Yeah, I'm still laying down, too. Yeah, Mike looking for him.
Yeah, I'm on Mike. Me, I'm looking for him. Ain't nobody, I'm looking for him. Oh, Mike, I'm talking about Jamal when he's talking about you two talking about making it to Texas. All right. Day time. All you got to do is tell me time, date, a little ripple, Thursday night or Friday. Okay, tomorrow be good. Hey, Chris. Yo. Man, what is... Okay, we got to...
All right, look, we got one more caller here, man.
I'm going to open this line. I don't know who this one is, but we got 3589.
Oh, yeah. It's not using your phone.
I'm ready to
prepare you. Now you got to clean it.
Y'all get over there and clean it up.
It might be a little rough.
Hey, Marshall.
All right.
Do
it
online or not?
Huh? All right, guys. Is Eugene on the phone? Got a line on it? Nah, I said, who's talking? I mean, who wanted to do something?
Yeah. That's Eugene. He on the line now, but everybody else is talking.
Okay, yeah, I got 12 of them.
Whatever, Eugene.
I clean this room up.
That's what's going on right now.
Eugene.
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
Alex is waiting on the phone call.
He's waiting on the phone call. I'm trying to call him on three-way, but my phone trippers. I can't get it. Well, hurry up and get him on the phone. Send him a call into the show, man. Hey, Chris. Chris.
You got Jamal on the line, though, right now, for Eugene, when he's asking about his whole reason this year for going to Houston or Texas.
Your reason for going to Texas, you had a mission this year that you want to accomplish.
Oh, to go to Texas?
Yeah, the guy you were talking about, he's on the phone right now. He's hollering at you.
Hey, Alex. Get away from this damn door.
No, he's talking about Jamal, then.
I'm on the line.
What I say? Who's Jamal? I don't know. Who's Jamal?
Oh, you talking about the old school boy.
He's talking about the same person I'm talking about, Marshall. He's talking about Jeremy. He's talking about Paul. He said he didn't want to race for no money and all that. And stuff like that. He's talking about Alex. That wasn't me. He's talking about Alex Hughes. That's who he's talking about. He's talking about Dallas. He's talking about Houston. That's why he got me mixed up. No, he's talking about you guys.
Yeah, I was talking about myself.
Oh, no, he's talking about you. Marsh, you been smoking? You been drinking?
Man, I was in the sun.
You ain't got your phone on speaker, is you? Because I'll put your ass on glass.
No, I'm good. Hey, Mike, I handle that, though.
That's for me. I'll put your ass on glass.
Hey, I handle
like
that.
Me. Hey, y'all ass like me, singing them up.
Where's CC at?
Man, CC took him a vacation. He a legend now. He over there in the behind these either Jamaica or somewhere. Oh, he in Jamaica.
He posted online. He had one more perm left. He posted online. Yeah, one more perm left and he'll come on.
He
got Marshall, I'm gonna jump
out. Listening in.
All right, Jay, sorry about that, man.
Thank you.
But look, where's that Aaron Hughes at? That's why we're going to do this weekend. We ain't got to wait till now another race. We can catch the first Friday night racetrack, and I promise you, for neck bone, I'm going to skin his motherfucking ass. I promise you this.
He ain't got much to get on him, man.
Just let the bike be talk, man. Don't scare him off.
I ain't going to scare him off. I'm just running my mouth, Chris. I'm just running my mouth. If I can run him off by my mouth, I ain't no sense in even coming to the racetrack.
All right, hold on. We may have him here, guy. Let me open up his line here. 2920. Your line is open.
All right, Chris. Alex, he's on the phone right now.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, I'm here.
What's up? When we going to do this? We can do this Friday night. You want to meet me Friday night in Shreveport?
Is that Karen?
Well, yeah, I'm here.
Huh? Hey, you want to meet me Friday night?
Karen's on the phone for the first time.
Hold on. Let him talk.
If y'all ain't gonna let me talk, I'll just get off the fucking phone.
Come on,
talk.
Damn, bro. Know what you gonna do.
Get out of the way.
You were scared anyway. What you gonna do?
Well, I can't do it this weekend, but we can do it at the Man Cup. I was first.
I'm not going to no Man. I want to catch you the first event, the first racetrack open. Just finish out saying I'm scared. I'm going to catch you the first racetrack open. I ain't got to wait to no event. I want to catch you at the first racetrack open.
Okay, well, you can come to Oklahoma on the 16th then.
Meet me in
Friday night, Saturday night, or even
Sunday.
I don't have my crew this weekend. Everybody's on vacation.
I got my kids with me. My kids gonna roll with me. Just me and my girls. I got three baby girls. I got 1 12, 1 8, and 1 1. And we're gonna ride
together. Yeah, I understand. I can't do it by myself though.
I can do mine by myself. I don't need no help.
Well, that's good for you. I can't.
So when we going to do this? Next Friday then? Next Friday where you can meet me and Gillum?
No.
You got a race
at Christmas race next Saturday.
You got what?
I got a race at Christmas race next Saturday.
Where your race at, Chris, next week?
That's over there in Denton, that 8 mile track.
Oh, I can't
run
8 miles.
Hey, Chris,
what
matchup are you talking about?
Hey, Chris.
What's
that? Hey, I tell you what.
August 1st, where's that at?
Hold on.
South Georgia, Moore Sports Park, Mount Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, ain't either open Friday night?
I didn't know you came as far as, buddy.
Hey, Chris.
That?
Hey.
What's that?
Ain't either open Friday night?
Okay,
I said either open next Friday night. Either
Texas. I don't know, to be honest with you. Well, I think they have a streetcar now out there, but it fucking sucks. I'm probably not.
Me and you just need to go down the racetrack. I don't care if it's stuck or not. We need to go down the racetrack. We can do this.
I don't have everybody's schedule memorized. I really don't know.
Me and you need to get this off our chest ASAP because I got a phone call. I was sleeping saying you said I was scared to run you.
No, I never said that. Well, Malcolm was saying we were scared to run y'all, and I told him twice that we locked in with y'all the first race in Memphis. Then we asked to lock in with y'all the second race from Memphis, and someone told me that you're going to be in an HR race, so we didn't lock in with y'all. How are we going to lock in with you if you're not in there?
Where did you see me at? Did you see me in Memphis?
Yes, I did see you in Memphis. However, somebody told me, you can ask Chris, who's on the phone right now, that they told me that you're going to be in an HRA. They did not say that, Chris?
No. That was
the possibility that he was going to be there, but I think he went on Facebook and said that he'd be at the truck, though. It may have been Thursday or something when they said it.
Well, I was told by somebody that you weren't going to be there.
I tell you what.
The Western Girls Talk Show.
So when the next time me and you going to be able to hook up? It ain't got to be at no major event. We can do this on Wednesday night or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I got a race for the next 3-4 weekends. You can come to any of those and race me if you want.
I can take care of all them races. Whatever you're going to go there and bet, you can bet that one race on me. You can cancel all that.
Well, I already committed to racing Chris's race. I'm not going to back down just because you back down for that race to run you. You're more welcome to come race me there, or you come to Oklahoma and race me on the 19th. You can come to South Georgia Moore Sports Park, race me on the 1st. Any of those?
I might not be living that long.
I'm not that either.
Hey, Mike, what you were smoking today?
I'm ready to get this. This has been too long, because ever since you ran Carlos that night, I tried to run y'all that night, y'all didn't want to run. And y'all was down here quickly.
What's that?
I said, I've been wanting to run y'all ever since y'all ran Carlos that night at State Capitol. After I made a shakedown, y'all said y'all didn't want to run.
Yeah, I know, and I never said y'all didn't want to raise us. You let other people talk for me. Okay, but I think you're a smart man. You don't believe all rumors, do you? You're at least smart enough to call me and ask me personally, right?
But when me and you gonna get this off our chest? I need to get this like a needle going through my heart. I need to get this needle out of my heart. When we gonna do it?
I gave you some options, Mike. I don't know what you want me to do. I can't drop everything I'm doing just to go race you.
I want to catch the first racetrack open. It ain't got to be nobody major event. It can be a Friday night, Wednesday night. Oh, we can do it on the street.
I didn't say it's got
to
be a major event, but you want me to cancel my commitments to other races just to race you? That's not very fair to the other people already committed to, is it?
Well, we can do this on the street then. We can meet me in Houston on Holmes Road. Holmes Road, hook this all concrete.
Yeah, I don't street race, that's for sure.
I do whatever I got to do to make money.
I understand that. We're different strokes for different folks.
Rob, steal, or kill. That's me. Get it on. That's what we're going to do, baby.
Y'all got no interest in going to Georgia on the first?
Man, I'm not going back over that one-lane-ass racetrack. I'll run over the street if I go to that piece of shit-ass racetrack.
I don't even understand why they want to go to the man. Why don't you come to the man cup, and then you got to wait all the way to the almost close.
Man,
I'm race.
Not.
Alex.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
Alex,
going there anyway.
Are you,
I'm going
are you
there
class
anyway.
Racing down there?
Yes.
Your class racing
in the
man cup, right?
I'm not
never going back
to Georgia Motorsports Park.
Okay.
So y'all cancel that. That one-lane-ass racetrack, I take too much power out of this thoroughbred I got to go down a Shetland pony-ass racetrack. I want my shit out. I don't want to be playing with my shit where I got to throw it down. I'd rather run on the street before I run at that racetrack.
God damn.
Well, we'll also be at your home track on September 26th.
That's
Chris.
We're gonna do this on the 19th.
They said it wasn't coming over there, Mike. Then 16th.
Huh?
The 16th.
What's the difference? He wants you to come to him. What's the difference?
I didn't ask him to come to me. I'm traveling too. Do I live in Georgia? No, I don't live in Georgia. Do I live in Oklahoma? No, I don't live in Oklahoma. I live in Texas. I'm not asking him to come to me.
Place? You going to come to Chris Race on the 16th or whatever it is so we can go ahead and do this?
No, I already figured I wasn't going to that race.
Oh, God. Damn. You know what? You might make me come to Oklahoma, if you bet the right amount of money.
Well, I think whoever is talking for y'all's camp, you already negotiated that with Larry.
As long as the number's right, I come to Oklahoma.
Well, that's between them. I don't know.
Well, you need to get with your people. And your money people need to get with my money people, which is me. And we can go ahead on and do what we need to do ASAP. Because I'm tired of it. I've been waiting for
a whole year. We can do it for what we agreed to run for in Memphis.
For me to drive well, we'll do that. We'll do that. But it was like, you know what I'm saying, what it was.
Yeah, we'll run in Oklahoma for what we agreed to run you in Memphis for. Is that fair?
That's a Noble. That's a Noble.
Yep. That's a Noble. Yep.
And when that is? When Noble is?
That is October
26th. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hell no.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I said October. July 26th. Sorry. No, not July 26th. I got my dates mixed up. July 19th. 19th. A week after Christmas race.
That's bad. That's bad.
Why you just can't come to Chris race and we can go ahead and do this? Because you want me to tell you what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to fly back from Colorado back him just to do this race.
Hey, Mike, that's North Carolina, so that's the same day as North Carolina.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to either fly back to either go to Carolina or here. One of the two. Oh, that don't matter. I catch you. First chance I get you.
I'm trying to work with you. I mean, but I got a busy schedule too. You know, I race a lot. It's hard to get two people that race a lot on the same page. I understand that. I'm just letting you know where I'm gonna be the next 4 weeks. I give you all the tracks I'm gonna be at the next 4 weeks.
That's what I say. We can do this on a Friday, Wednesday night. We ain't got to wait to no other. We can do this next Wednesday night or whatever.
Hey, Chris, am I still in?
Yeah, you ain't here.
Yeah.
Mike, that Reds he talking about in Oklahoma, that's a manufacturing corporation, right?
That's what?
Is that a manufacturing corporation in Oklahoma?
No, it's not. It's a PMRA.
So they won't let us make it, do the race. We get down, we got to wait till all night like a manufacturing corporation before they do any grudge race.
No, they do. They do testing tune all in between every round of classes.
But see, that's
we ain't going to Valdosta to do the way all night for no race. You're going to have one race in Valdosta.
Well, I understand that.
No.
I'm just letting y'all know where I'm going to be. You know what I mean? That's where I'm going to be on August 1st. And I'll be, those are 2 quarter-mile tracks I'm offering to y'all. Or y'all can meet me in Oklahoma, that's a quarter-mile track. Otherwise, I'm going to be on the 12th, that's the 8th mile, and I'm going to be in Canada on the 26th, and that's 8th mile. And I know y'all don't want to do that.
No, I can't run no 8th mile. I ain't got no telephone. Phone.
And I respect that. I'm not offering you 8th mile race.
When is Enos open? Enos open next Friday night?
Yeah,
I don't know their schedule.
I come to Enos to run you next Friday night.
I don't know what the rules are, but I think you have to have an HR license, which I don't.
I got that. Ain't no problem. The license for it ain't no problem. I got them. You ain't got yours?
I know you got one. I don't have one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've never even raced at that track.
We give you somebody else's name. We'll change your name.
I got another set I can use. I can give my little cousin license.
Okay.
You put his number on your bike. That's all you got to do. They ain't going to check all that. Once you show in the car, ain't got no picture on them. They got numbers on them. Once you check and see if they run Friday night, and I bring them with us, and you just put his number on, we can run Friday night in Enos.
Which Friday night?
Next Friday night coming up. Friday night coming up. We can run this Friday night coming up.
Before Chris's race?
Oh, you ain't going to want to run this 4th of July. It's a holiday for you. I don't have a holiday.
All right, I can't do it this weekend anyway.
Well, next weekend then.
Yeah, that's what I said, right before Chris's race?
Yeah, we can do that.
No, Mike, you're going to make that happen.
Well, Chris, you take care of that for me. I'm going to go in here with my daughter. These little bastards are
okay.
Going to tow some shit up back then.
All right, we got more calls.
Are you off the phone?
Hold on. Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, all right.
8998, man. Your line is open. 8998, your line is open. All right. All right, if anything changed, man, just shoot somebody a message or whatever. Let somebody know.
I mean, I told him where I'd be at quarter mile track the next 4 weeks. I don't know what else I could do. I mean, I'm willing to run them anywhere I'll be at. And they ain't home tracks for me. I got to drive, too. So I'm not sure what they're getting out of that. But hopefully we can work something out.
I'm sure. Sure they will.
Alex, when you gonna come to the East Coast, man?
Jeez.
Run him off.
If I would have known about that race before, that Eugene told me about before, before I might have gone up there, but I didn't even know about it. That's the type of race I like to do where everybody buys in a big-ass pot and, you know, that winner takes all or whatever.
It won't be the last one out this way.
No, I mean, if you guys let me know at least a month ahead of time, not 2 weeks ahead of time, I could probably do something, but I just found out about it yesterday.
Well, you know, I drove all the way to Texas. I want to see you come to the East Coast now. Get a taste of this East Coast hospitality.
I'm more than willing to come that way. Like I said, if I just get some notice, I'm willing to come.
Hey, Chris,
you know when
the next one
is?
The
next, there's another race at Rockingham, another grudge race at Rockingham in the wintertime, ain't it? Oh, right before, you know, okay. There's always one. Don't Dano got another one out there in like October or something like that?
I want to say that race may be in Valdosta in October.
Valdosta.
Yeah.
Is there another East Coast race like that where they do a shootout?
We can always put together one.
Yeah, you always put together one.
Yeah, cause that I like that. That's kind of my style.
Just lock it in before you come. You know, lock it in, send you lock in money. That way, you're sure your horsemen are all there.
Yeah, we can definitely do something like that.
I definitely want to run.
Yeah, well, you've been running for a while too.
Hey.
And when you come, you drag that raggedy ass phone crusher bike with you. All right,
man.
That non-racer, I'm surprised ain't none of y'all West Coast boys jumping on him right now. All his talk about racist.
You're not there at all.
I don't know how y'all related, but go on and tell me. Why don't nobody jump on Derek Campbell Booster?
He's scared.
He's scared. Come on, don't say it ain't so, man. Say it ain't so.
On the soup bone,
whatever you call him. Campbell Milk Bone Dog Biscuit.
That dude's scary, man. That's somebody who likes to talk on the internet, man.
Yeah, me and Alex Williams Jr., Dusty, get sucked into that shit, too, every time.
You probably saw him on my Facebook page, man.
Man, I tell you, I will fill up a damn thread when we go. When we start going at it, we'll fill up a thread.
Man, I had 300-some posts on my Facebook page with him, and he still didn't want to race.
Man, I'm telling you, dude, he's funny. You know, we locked in a race last year, or supposedly figured out a race last year and got a lot in. How this fool, if you giving somebody something, how's he going to sit there and say, we still got to flip for lane? If I'm giving you something, I got lane choice automatic.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, see, you remember that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, at home.
You're giving the break and say, capital.
But wait a minute. What happened when I went to your event and I'm on motor street tire, he flat slick boosted nitrous. And I'm trying to knock on his door to race. He ain't want to do nothing. My bike broke. His bike won't broke.
Well, you know my bike broke. You saw it with your own eyes.
Yeah, I kind of went out there and cried with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I should ride like a cowboy for a second. I thought it was going to go out, man, for real.
Oh, soup bone.
Oh, milk hey, bone. Sam. Don't. Ain't no damn soup bone.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, if y'all do get something going like that on the East Coast, man, I'd definitely be willing to come. Y'all do another shootout like that. That's kind of my style, the way I like to do it. If y'all get something together want to put something together, let me know.
I think it helps bring the races, but some people are still afraid to race. I mean, we tried to put one on just recently at one of the phenomenal 8-mile facilities, and, you know, only 4 jumped in, but those other 4, there was plenty of there to jump in. I had no business getting in it, but I still jumped in it because even the fastest bike still got to go to A to B. And,
yeah,
1 in 4 chance, I wasn't going to be stupid enough not to get in it. But there was people faster than me that didn't even jump in it. And if you notice, one bike was wheeling, another bike blew up, another bike couldn't hardly get down the track. So it really, you know, could have been somebody else's night if they jumped in.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. These horseman races are kind of funny. That's why I think they need to be locked in long before the event.
Yeah, that's what I know. You said you wasn't spot there. You wasn't coming over on the 16th, but I mean, that's something that we can do, a horseman race over in State Capitol too. Now, I just wanted to put that out there to you. I mean, any amount you feel comfortable with, you know, that can happen. So
I tell you what, Chris, everybody's got a lot of opinions. And I know that, you know, I'm possible. Everybody thinks my shit stinks. But, hey, I'm just going to throw it out there, Chris. My best advice to make one pop off that gets out that maximum payout that you want, you need to force these guys to, you know, lock it in before you go, because you'll have 20 people standing there wanting to do it and they'll shake their bike all night. They don't see that number. They ain't going to enter. Like, damn, dude, you're willing to risk blank on a grudge race, but you don't want to risk this chump change to get in the horseman race. Come on, man. Really?
We did one here in Texas last year, and that's what we did. Everybody that entered paid before they, like 2 weeks before the race even started.
And it forced them all to race, didn't it?
Yeah, and they all raced, or there was a couple that paid half. We did a half funk out where, you know, you pay half or you can't race or bike race or whatever. So the few that couldn't race, they paid half, you know.
Super Bowl.
Well,
Chris, put you one together for a state capital and come on over there, Alex.
Man, it's just really hard for me to race in August, but, I mean, I can't say for sure I won't go, but it's just hard for me to go in August.
They call me a bitch. August, I'm running for the shade. Figure out something to talk about. Come on, guys.
I'm surprised Coupon ain't on the phone yet.
You know somebody talked to him and said Possum said his name. I ain't got nothing to say to him if he jumps on here. We'll leave it back to the day. I ain't got nothing to say to him. That last
period,
I'm talking about me.
We may have it on here. Let me see. We got several numbers on here. 8998.
Oh, wow.
Your line is open.
Hallelujah.
All right. We got 2931. Your line is open. 2931. Your line is okay. We lost him. And then we got Mike. You back on.
Yeah, I'm back. Hey, I gotta ask all y'all one question. All y'all be on here talking. I don't care if y'all get mad at me or not, y'all kiss my black ass. But why all y'all ass be on here talking, y'all never come to Chris Ray? Silence of the fucking lamb. Come on now, why y'all don't come to Chris Ray? I mean, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Chris be throwing race, why y'all don't come to Chris Ray?
I've been a bunch of Chris Ray's.
Chris Ray?
Yeah, but Chris
didn't
race. Why y'all
don't
come to Chris' race?
Chris, I've been
to a bunch of
Chris'
race.
I'll tell any of Chris's races that are in the cards for us. I ain't got a problem with Chris and his races.
Why I ain't tell you down here? You get the alligator?
Damn right. I get all the way to Louisiana. I might become alligator stew. Shit, y'all
green,
think
green.
Y'all eat alligator
green.
Frog legs? Probably eat fucking possum.
We do. You ain't got your phone on speaker because I put your ass on blast too.
See? No, my shit ain't on speaker, damn it. I'm not coming to the Gulf or whatever y'all call that shit and be left out in the dry. I'll fly in with a security team like CC. Y'all ain't taking me fishing.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Hold up 6452.
Hold on, let me go. What was it again, Eugene?
6452.
Okay, 6452, your line is open, man.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, what's up, Soup?
And what's going on?
Hey,
live
who's on?
Yeah, it's been. Who's got loud mouth on the East Coast?
Who's on?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, you want to do something Friday night and get them?
No, man, I've already told them Texas cats I got to find a reunion.
When we going to get this off our chest, too? I got two needles in my heart. I got one from Alex Hughes, and I got one from you.
I don't know about the needle, but I may be in Rockingham the 19th.
Rockingham on the 19th?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it that way.
You gonna try to make it there?
I can make it there. I don't know if my rider can make it.
So you don't know yet.
Well, let's.
You got my number. Hit me up and let me know. We need to get this off our chest too.
Yeah. Ain't no problem. I got your number and I got a comrade number.
All right.
Just want to
make sure. All right.
In my live mouth, the East Coast to call my name.
Man,
Wait, let me finish. You talking jazz while I wasn't on the phone. I don't want you crying crocodile tears because you hear something you don't like.
I can't hear
what
you.
That?
What is that?
Keep my name out your mouth. You won't hear nothing you don't like.
Put that on the soup.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey,
I said something.
Yeah, I know you said something. I'm saying something.
I'm wondering when you gonna put the $225 on that 1,000.
What?
Somebody
buy this line of heart. That's cool,
though.
Somebody give you some water. Your riders all need fire protection when they sit on the field now. Somebody give you some water.
Yeah, I can't hear this guy talking. My volume's all the way up, 2 earplugs in my ear.
Hey, Chris, who's that talking about the 1,000?
That's Cujo.
Yeah, this Cujo. All right, what you want to know?
I'm wondering how that talk we did on Facebook. I still didn't get no race out of it. You know what I'm saying? You said you wanted to put Cologne on Waka Flocka and you was going to run me on West now.
Well, what I told you was we'll put Sean on Waka Flocka.
Which is Alex.
Man. You said you like to ride your bike. You said you like to ride your bike, and I said Sean likes to ride his bike. You got a jockey, and his name is Alex. Put him on it, and you got action.
But hold on, time out. When we were talking, and I was going to look for it.
You on a flat click. You ain't going to make the right. You ain't going to make the race right.
It's not on a flat click no more.
Oh, okay.
Tyrone has his own bike.
So you don't run Boosie with your bike.
I run
anything I want. All right, well, Tyrone will run you with his bike then. The end of discussion. You got a race. Both of y'all on street ties. End of discussion. Both of y'all on street ties.
All right, so that's a good one.
Both of y'all on street ties. Ain't no discussions about it. Both of y'all on street time.
You sure right. I'm glad you heard something about the Waka Flocka situation then.
There it is.
All right then. So now I need to talk to the man Tyrone about me and him doing something. You can't set up nothing. You're just talking.
I don't need to set it up.
You don't know what
we got going on in our camp. You don't know what bike's up. You don't know what bike's down. I gave you a
race.
That's all you need to worry about. What bike is up? Tyrone got his bike and he will run you with his bike. End of the session.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, I guess I need to get a hold of Tyrone then, huh?
I don't know what you do, Cujo. You get a hold of whoever you want to get a hold to.
He'll run an 8 mile,
yeah.
Okay. Now that's what I need to talk to then.
Well, I like it.
Because I see the Waka Flocka situation ain't happening.
The Waka Flocka?
Yeah.
You might just hear what I said.
I heard everything you said.
The bikes that's up, we run. The bikes that ain't up, we don't run. How much more do you need out of that?
Next time I need you not to get on the post and run your mouth, or you ain't going to run.
Yeah. I'm just...
Hey, Snoop, I got a question for you. You said you don't know if you're coming to rock because of your rider situation, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I'm not trying to dictate it. You like to put it on Facebook that I'm trying to dictate who rides your bike. So I'm going to ask you a question that now has nothing to do with fucking dictating who rides your goddamn bike. But how about a non-biased professional jockey that ain't ever set foot in my trailer? Ain't ever set foot on one of my bikes and is not remotely related to anybody in my camp. And you know him because he rides Kingpin. What if I hired him to ride your bike? Correct my burn, motherfucker, burn bite.
I don't think you would have to hire, but I don't think that would be a problem. But Sean rides my bike.
I was just asking, you know, because I don't want to try to dictate. I'm just trying to supply you with a rider.
And I supply you with an answer.
So
are you talking
no.
about
okay.
JT, the baddest motherfucker alive?
You what now?
He said JT. You should have said yeah.
I don't need him to try to set up who rides my bike. I can set my own guy up.
Moon,
I mean, all this sounds good.
Well, I just want to take away anything in between, nothing stopping you from being able to race. I can make that happen because his manager is texting me right now.
I don't need you to make that happen. I just told you Sean rides my bike.
Who it is? Okay.
There you go.
Don't you have a rider for your bike?
Yeah, I got several buddies. I got weight ranges. I can match.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But I don't feel that, in other words, I'm not going to piss nobody off if I switch up riders. See what I'm saying? I diversify.
You as the owner, that's your option. It's like I own my bike.
Exactly. But I'm just trying to help you get a race off. Everybody, not just me, but everybody feels like, hey, before you came on the show, I mean, I'm sure there's people here listening. Before I came on the show, I mentioned your name. I said, why ain't y'all jumping on Soup Phone? And somebody yelled out, he's scared.
You know why?
And everybody else seconded it.
You know why?
I didn't say nothing, so I'm trying to help you get your stats up here.
Let me clarify. The ones that holler out that we're scared, we've already beat them. The ones that holler that we don't race, we beat them. So the information that you get is from the people that we've already beat. So you need to check your source.
Well, they should still be on the phone. They should speak up.
Oh, okay. Hey, I ain't got no problem with that either.
Hey, Super, I got a question. When did you win the King of Texas? What was that? Last year you were for that.
Who is this?
This
Cujo,
when did you win that? What was that, last year or before that?
Cujo, you know when I won it. You answered a loaded question. What's your point?
Actually, I don't remember. If it was last year or year before that.
Ask the ones that we beat. They still in Texas. They hadn't moved out of Texas. Ask them.
I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
I don't
feel like I need to answer that question because we've already got the trophy.
Oh, okay. So you ain't trying to run for it again, though, huh?
Trying to run for it again.
So I guess you got the trophy.
Do y'all feel like moving that thing away from an 8-mile track?
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, there I go.
Yeah, hey, did you win that 8-mile track?
Things change. People upgrade. Things change.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, there it is.
You won that 8-mile track. Now you can't defend that 8-mile track, right?
I don't need to defend that 8-mile track. I got a different bike.
Oh, okay. We do too.
Okay. Well, if y'all got a different bike, why don't y'all move it around to a 1/4-mile track? Y'all got plenty of folks breathing down y'all neck to come over there. But y'all only want to run 8 miles.
That's what's 8 miles.
Y'all got 1/4-mile track too.
There's very few and far between.
Hey, well, find one. Very few and far between. Y'all got them.
we rather you come in and try to ride 8 mile.
Yeah. I know. I done heard it all. We all that's all we got. That's all we got is 8 mile warriors.
What is that?
Still on?
Super, a lot of them, I ain't going to say a lot of them, but a few of them are planning on coming over there on the 16th at State Capitol, but...
Hey, I'll be there. My plan is to be there.
When is that race, Chris?
On August the 16th.
Ask Alex. He'll tell you when it is.
August the 16th.
That's the money on race.
State Capitol?
Yeah, that's the State Capitol.
August 16th.
All they do is they show up the 1/4-mile tracks without their bike. When we came over to Crandall, all of them was there, but none of them had no bikes. So you say that junk about 1/4-mile tracks.
The money is good.
That's the money they shake down.
any think that you think the guy would even rent the track out for to do a racing event there somewhere? Somebody was telling me his trucks are trucks in the, all over the place now.
What's that?
I'm saying that Colonel Track, Dallas Raceway. Somebody was telling me that guy put trucks and all that stuff over the track now.
I heard it was a junkyard now.
Yeah, it's a junkyard. I'm saying it's, I was thinking, man, maybe to go off and do a couple of dollars and try to get the track to open up for a race or something.
Well, that's good.
That would be the insurance. That would be the issue, though.
Yeah, but you probably call the insurance company to find out how much it'll be, man, to insure a 6-7 hour day.
Hey, Mike, still on?
Wait, I'm in CC. I must have got in late because I kind of enjoy talking shit sometimes.
He just posted he had one
video.
Term he had left to do.
That term was pretty damn good.
He just put a post out there on
what's good, fellas?
Not too much.
What is that, CP? What
is it? Is this possible?
Possible, he's on.
Possum's here listening. I ain't doing nothing else. Chilling.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, pal. What can I do for you, sir?
What's that witch?
Nothing. Who this?
We don't know who you talking to.
No, I sure don't, buddy.
Sound like custom cut.
What's that right here?
No, that ain't custom cut.
Custom
what's
custom
name?
Custom cut.
I guess he wants you to guess his name, Custom. You call somebody out their name, now you fight them. You might call them the wrong person. You say, oh, that sounds like CeCe. Oh, I'm gonna kill you now for that. I don't guess people names.
Yeah.
Sometimes people call people other people names to be fighting words. I don't know this man where he's from. Y'all know I'm cool, get along with it. I just tell you the truth. I don't know who this sounds like. I don't know who it is. My apologies.
You alright, man?
Who is that?
Who is that like, boss?
Huh?
Who is that like?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Who is that like?
Who do you sound like?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Man, I really don't. I really don't know, man. Just maybe like a drunk Roger.
Yeah.
You coming to the state capitol race?
I'm actually looking right now and see if I can make it happen.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure Tyrone will make
Frank.
It happen.
Is that
Frank race?
Talking?
Well, go ahead. Say it again, people.
I'm sure Tyrone can make something happen at that race.
Yeah, I'm actually checking right now. That's what I'm finna do, see if I can get over there.
Alright, that's what's up.
Like you said, August 16th.
Yeah, y'all kidnap your boy and bring him too, man.
Who's that?
Alex.
He said
kidnap. They're gonna have gator, crocodile, everything you wanna eat, man.
Now, see, there ain't no need for no damn possum to go no damn where with his food like that. I'm just telling you, no disrespect. I bet you're going to have the baddest fucking show on the planet. But you're talking about some gator, some damn crawfish, some mud daubers, and some damn, I don't know what the hell else you said. But if it ain't
man,
chicken,
a mud
crawfish, it's
going to be out of season by the time that race come in.
You made up an insect, a mud dauber.
Mud dauber is a bee anyway. Mud dog is a bee, possum.
That's one.
Do what?
Possum, mud dog is in a bee family, man.
I don't know, man, but crawfish be living in the dirt, too, man, in the water and shit.
Oh, man.
Man, crawfish live in the water, man.
Y'all
like a lobster in the water.
Y'all ain't going to be giving me no drink. Y'all going to give me something to drink. I'm going to get woozy. I'm going to fall out. Next thing you know, they're going to be saying that I was spread across everybody's lunch table. Yes, sir.
Man, who the hell dude is possum trying to get in touch with you?
I don't know who it is. Sounds like yeah. Creative Cut, maybe. I don't know who it is.
Hey, dude, what y'all possum is, you keep calling their name shit. We ain't got to hold a show for you to let possum guess your name.
If possum ain't guess you.
Well, I'm going to say, tell them who you are.
Hey, Dustin, you still on?
You might need to try to go down the back rooms, possum. They say you're a good
what?
Time down there.
I know who that is.
Again?
I know who that is. I know who that is.
Hey, hold
Chris,
on.
You know who that is, Chris? Chris, you know who that
huh?
is.
Hold on. Hold
you
on. I think I'm starting to think who it is now. Hold on.
He got a 1,000. You know that is, Chris. That's a 1,000. 1,000,
okay,
man.
Okay, okay, okay.
This is another voice. That's a 1,000, man.
Man,
okay.
I'm like a fish
oh,
out of fucking water
is,
now.
Yeah.
See, that's scary. Everybody now know who it is, and I damn sure don't know. I feel like I'm in a dark alley all by my
hey.
Damn self.
Hey, that man wants you to come to the state capitol. He's from Louisiana. He wants you to come to the state capitol. He got to cook for you.
He got to cook for me?
Yes, sir. He got to cook for you.
It's a Big J. It's a Big J.
No, ain't no Big J. Ain't no Big J.
Damn. Ain't Big J. We ain't got a 1,000 either, so. Never mind.
He got a boozer, man.
I know. That's what I think. He ain't got a 1,000. He got a boozer.
I can tell you exactly what he's doing right now. He's on a great talk, but he's doing something more important than talking on the radio. He's playing Madden right now. I can tell you that.
Wait. He's playing Madden.
Yes, sir. He played for money, too. Whoever want to play, he'll play for money. How much? Whoever you want to play for, he'll play against you. He's serious into Madden.
Video
he's
game.
He's with the controllers in his hand.
Now, I need to go play then because I ain't never played in a long, long time back when it was on Nintendo.
You need to get in touch with him, man.
It's in the game. Now, who is it, for real?
I'm going to let him tell you who he is. I'm thinking that's who it is, though.
But I'm thinking I know who it is a little bit, but I could be wrong. No? Did he ever have, he never had a booster before, right?
So, yeah, he had a booster before, but he got a 1,000 right now. You told him about Valdosta when you and Little Richard ran last season.
I talked to him in Valdosta when Little Richard ran.
When you ran Little Richard last, for the last,
yeah.
What you call him, last race last year, Daniel's last race.
Man, no offense, but I get to a racetrack, do you know that 50 million people come up and talk to me with bikes? And I don't know who they are, but everybody knows who I am. And I tell you, I swear to God, I don't want to disrespect nobody. Because I may forget someone. That's not my style. I mean, I appreciate it that they know me, but I don't know everybody, man. For real.
I guess he just wanted to see what you want to eat when you come down there for Christmas race, man. You know, have to cook some the crabs and the shrimp, everything. You got a barbecue.
When is Christmas race? Chris, when's your race, man?
I was the 16th, man.
Damn. 6 days after, right around my birthday, too, but. Well, it's long
there
enough away. If there's nothing going on, I might try something, guys.
There
I ain't gonna promise nothing like that. But you gotta get the
well, let me see if I can find you two or three races, man. And that way, there, you come get some food.
Well,
and
the only thing
you,
is, I'm gonna put it out. I'm just gonna go on and tell you. I'm locked in
here
with my tuner. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled. So when we roll, we have to roll with our daddy. And I ain't gonna lie. I'll stay attached to his hip because. Man, my bike burped. I need to read the logger. Man, I don't know nothing about that shit. I get
okay.
down there with a tune, and maybe the track's a little too hot or something like that. I need my daddy there.
It's going to be an even race, though. So, I mean, but I still understand your point.
You need to get, Chris, I'll text you who you need to talk to about going down there. That'll help us get there, I can tell you that. I'll text you.
Okay.
Hold on.
She should be going to my page.
You on Girl Talk? Are you on Girl Talk?
Huh?
Yeah, that's not you calling Possum Man on Girl Talk?
Who?
Oh, all right. I
Whoever called him possibly sounded just exactly like you, bro. I told him that was you. Well, I didn't say no name, but I said I knew exactly who that is.
Oh, okay.
Is that you? All right. I don't know who the person is. Who is it? That's not him. That's not him. That's not the man with the 1,000. I thought that was the man with the 1,000. That's not him.
So you ain't going to tell me who it is?
Mm. I don't know why he didn't want to tell you. Maybe y'all went to high school together. I don't know. Yes, indeed. Well, guys, any last-minute things we need to go over before I set out for tonight?
Whoever was calling for the possum and want me to know who they are and to guess who they are, please inbox me on Facebook.
I'm going to pour that.
Damn, my name got mentioned on this? Oh.
All right, well, guys.
Everybody
got off,
man. Everybody hung up, huh? Where Eugene at?
I'm right here, bro.
Oh, everybody got quiet.
I'm right here. I'm just letting everybody else go. I'm trying to see what I can do. Hell, I hope Cujo
Hello,
loves
Eugene.
The
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. You been all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all
right. Cujo right here. What
are
you
talking about? Cujo just need to kidnap his buddy and bring him over here with him, man, with his bike.
I want to kidnap his rider. Come on, Cujo is still on the phone. Somebody else, boy. I can't. Yeah, I'm still here. Let me tell Chris to point you in because he's about to hang up the show. Hey, Cujo, if you can get the steak tap, we can lock in something with him about street tap, right? Huh? Somebody, who's that? 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 Who's that
y'all locking in?
I said, we can do something with that street type bike. I lock in something with you with a street type bike.
Who is it? Who am I speaking to?
Chris said, call you up on
Eugene.
Okay, yeah. Man, actually, I got you on my Facebook. I'm going to hit you up anyways, man.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah, I'll hit you up.
All right.
You're going to have to put an APB out there on Ellis, man.
Yeah.
For Bud Light.
No. Where is it, Ellis, man?
Ellis?
Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light.
Or you.
No, Bud Light.
I don't know. Was he supposed to be on the show tonight or something?
No, it's just he's been kind of quiet lately. He hasn't been posting a whole lot either.
Probably in the grind, guys, to be honest with you. That man get to work and he drop everything, the beer in it and the grudge talking.
Oh, okay.
I think he's a light switch. He's like a light switch. Y'all wouldn't believe it if I told you this, but that man like a light switch. Y'all know him one way, and then they flip the switch, and he a whole different person. Because when it's work time, it's straight professional. But when they get that punch card, boy, that Bud Light go to work.
Hey, Eugene, what street type bike you talking about?
Either one you want.
Oh, just curious. I mean, I'm doubling your conversation. I don't know what you have. That's what I'm talking about.
We got the orange button and we got the white ghost.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just asking. This more so I'm just curious which one you have. Hey, white ghost did anything this year? Are y'all just coming back out with it? Or?
No, he ain't did nothing this year. You want to be first?
No. you sit on it. I'll sure be your first then.
Yeah,
I'll be your first.
Here we go with these jokes again, right?
Hey, I'm just saying, man.
Listen, you already know I do not ride no bike. So, I mean, if you don't want to, that's cool. But we ain't going to go back and forth if I sit on it. That's crazy.
I
she didn't want that man to hurt himself on a bike.
Hey, I was just asking a question, man, because I hadn't heard nothing of the ghost this year. I like to see him in some leather. I got some armor all and shit I can bring.
Oh,
tags on yet.
Do you with us? We're trying to make our first debut at Chris Reese. You want to come on down over there and get something?
You talking about Cujo?
Yeah.
What's that? What did you say about Cujo? What did you say?
He's talking about the street.
Oh, you
guy.
Asking me, wasn't you?
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
I said we were trying to make the first debut with it, so I was trying to see, can we just do it with you?
Oh, yeah. And you talk about that third camera, right?
Huh?
You talk about that race at third camera?
Yeah, if you can make it.
Yeah, like I said, if I can make it, I'm going to call you.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you I'm going to make it. I can't make it. I ain't going to say a lot to you.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't going to see and tell you I'm going to make it. I don't show up. That ain't my style.
We're going to come on and kidnap you anyway, man.
Hey, Eugene, that was me, Marshall. I was asking you about the bike. That y'all did anything with it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Marshall. I thought that was what you y'all sound similar.
Then you flip the switch on me and turn around and say, you want to be the first? I was like, well, oh, shit, he's fine. Shut
no, man, no, man. You sound just like Cujo. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Nah, man, I'm from Louisiana. Cujo from Texas. We don't sound like.
Nah.
That was a badass dog, Cujo.
Wasn't
that bike that bad?
The dog was bad.
What's that?
I said, Marsh, you know that wasn't for you.
Yeah, that's what I said, man, I damn, he shot on me on that one, bro.
No, man, you sound just like what I'm calling.
Yeah, I met Cujo one time, man. Well, he saw me and say I didn't want to race, so I met him the next time, so now I know who Cujo is.
Yeah, you good people, man. It's all good.
But
hey, what do you think of
the
bad ass name? You named that bike Cujo. That's a badass name, boy.
That's a bad dog.
Big St. Bernard. That motherfucker had rabies or something. That rabbit bit his ass. That motherfucker was falling for the ball.
That's what I want to be. I want him to stick his head in that hole. I want to bite him. I want to give Cujo them rabies.
Yeah. Hey, why y'all all on there, too? This is a question. I know a lot of us down south, we do some shit different than up north and all that, and some are all the same period. A lot of your grudge bikes y'all got going. I guess I ain't on y'all level for sure, but some of y'all just have one race a night, and I know like Custom Cuts fail, but do you think that race would have been ran back? You know? How often are y'all seeing these grudge bikes running 2 to 3 races a night? Because I ain't been seeing none of that.
Not common.
What's up, bro?
That stuff was in too deep. And Katrina, that was about the first time I saw that myself. That don't always happen, bro.
Normally you got that one big race and that's it then, huh?
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I get back.
And like I said, and I said that.
I'm gonna call you tomorrow on my way back from Atlanta. All right.
Yeah, they don't have one.
All right, lady.
Bubba, she working on the day or at
night? What you saying?
Bubba,
get off that radio.
I'm not a radio. I was on the phone. Somebody called me for the oysters, man. I'm trying to get my little hustle on, bro.
Hey, Eugene.
Can
you
hear me, Eugene?
Yeah, I
hear you. Hey, you still got that 1,000?
You got the wrong person.
I thought I told you had 1,000 also.
Looking for a race.
So, Joe, only thing you got to do is put a picture of that 1,000 out there on that Facebook topic that we've been talking about, man. And I guarantee you get your answer what you're looking for out there.
Oh, you talking to me, Chris?
Yeah, just put that picture out there of that Facebook topic there, man, and you know, put your weight out there what you're looking for, and I guarantee you get your response.
You talking about the picture of Allison Extreme?
No, I'm talking about you say your bike. I'm talking about you're trying to get
yeah,
away with.
Yeah, but on that topic, you talking about on that topic.
Yeah, put it on that topic up under there.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, guys, I'm going to go
Cujo,
on.
Hey, you riding your own bike, Cujo?
Yeah, I ride my own bike right now, man. Just, you know.
I still want to know who that person is.
Yeah.
Is he still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, there he is.
Who is this?
No, that was me, Paul. That was me. That's you. That wasn't me messing with you earlier. That wasn't me messing with you earlier, though.
Oh.
You sound just like that dude, though.
He did just sound just like him. I don't know
God
where he
is. That's why I said it. That wasn't me, bro.
You sound just like that dude, though.
Y'all need to quit playing with me.
Duck,
we're just on the line. I wasn't on here when
he was on the phone.
She came back right after night when y'all were on. Chris,
Extending it over, man, for guys, we'll have some last comments or whatever. I'm getting ready to shut it down here in a second.
Man, I'm going to have Russ talk for 4 hours.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing some people got to look forward to, man. Well, where Mark at, Chris? Did Mark call tonight from Atlanta? Mark look forward to the championship show every week, man.
Mark right on, man.
Hey,
he
Chris,
don't miss a week.
Why can't you put on, Chris, real talk, why can't you put on 2 shows a week or get another person to help put on another show? But does it cost you money to put on, man?
Well, yeah, it does. But, I mean, that could be done. I just have to arrange some time to get it set up. That's just
Shit, I'll host the damn show. I can't wait for it.
No, we can't let you host the show, Cosmo. We can't let you host the show. You be fussing and arguing with everybody.
No, I won't. I know how to shut up and mute my damn phone. I'll be hanging up.
You're a super bowl will shut the whole show down.
That's the first time Doggone got on the show tonight.
We got one more caller, man, before we sit it down for the night. 4521, your line is open.
Wow.
What's
going on?
Come on, what's up?
What up, twin?
Nothing much. Chris.
John, looking for you.
Come on, that ball ain't looking for nobody. Chris, I don't think you have to say. Man, Michael Phillips on that red bike, ooh-wee. I mean, red canned apple, ooh-wee. That's all I'm going to say, ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
We gave Michael Phillips the go-ahead, and he did what he needed to do.
All right, well, guys,
Eugene, hold up, Chris.
Okay.
Just like what Possum just said, man. Possum has two shows a week. I think I'll go on TV with this show, man, because Pink's don't come on no more. Rich is retired, man. Pink don't come on no more, so we're great to
talk to you. It's time to end the show, Chris.
Chris, I'm like, come on, this is what we can have looking for. I'll be waiting for Wednesday to show up.
Hey,
Chris,
what's
up, Chris?
I think we're going
to
break
up
the day
on
Thursday.
Hey, y'all.
I will have Tuesday on Thursday.
Let me tell y'all what happened about a month ago. I'm sitting at the house. I bust my ass. I'm looking at the clock, right? It's like I'm on the East Coast, so grunge talk starts at 8 o'clock for me, right? So I go outside, I get on my zero-turn mower, and I'm burning through the grass, right? Get my weed eater out. I'm looking at the clock. It's 7:45. I'm hustling. I'm sweating. I'm stinking. I rush in the house at 5 after 8, and guess what? It's fucking Tuesday.
God, you're ahead of yourself, man. It's 24 hours ahead of yourself.
That's effed up, guys. That's effed up, I'm telling you, because that's a real letdown. I mean, what the fuck am I going to do now for the next 2 hours?
Hey, go pick up Greg.
We're going to try something else. I'm going to actually try to do video and stuff, too. So some stuff has been planned, but it's
you're
just, I got to make some time.
Did you say video?
Yeah,
man,
we're going to say
video. You're going to call some Rick. You can call all them truck drivers.
Man, you're
going to
have motherfuckers loony people on here.
Well,
hey,
I was going to shoot live actually from the racist weekend in Memphis, but that we didn't get a chance to do it. But
hey, you gonna do a video with that guy from St. Louis on you, Jim? That guy that was from St. Louis, he talked a lot of shit.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't want to talk to that dude. That dude started a whole lot of boo years after he left.
Yep.
You gotta have a more exciting post, though, Chris. You need somebody to get there better to pop.
I'm gonna let you in on a single possible. We be having 2,500 online listeners on this show.
That's good. You need to have somebody to start a pop.
Well,
I think
you need
to add another day to it, Chris. Hey, Chris,
imagine
that they support your race. Ooh,
yeah.
Man. We might get two channels.
See, Chris, you can't do no TV show, Chris. They language too bad.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a video show.
That's a reality show. That'd be a reality show.
Y'all gonna have to have people sign consent forms today. Over 18, it's a private room. Because you know somebody gonna get on there and moon from there, buddy.
Hey, fellas, I gotta say goodnight.
I can see it now. Kiss my ass right in the camera. Then you gotta worry about the kids. Because you know you're already bad enough, you got kids screaming in the background. Now you're going to see them playing in the background.
Yeah,
I think Chris is going to go to 10 o'clock tonight, man. Go 30 more minutes, Chris. 10 o'clock.
No, I'm going to go to see what's better, man, because I've programmed it for 2 hours a night, so it's
I'll be in Greenville. I'll be in Greenville, Alabama in 30 more minutes. Another hour to Montgomery. I mean, 30 minutes from now, I'll be in Montgomery. 3 hours in Atlanta.
Tell you what, Chris.
Just
put the damn phone down and walk off. Just put the phone down and walk off. Come back.
Actually, getting ready to make a call back over here to Texas, man. See if I can get this race lined up for this weekend.
Well, good. Put the phone down. Put the damn phone and call somebody.
No, I'm about to call for my phone, man.
Chris. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, this is what we're gonna do, Eugene, Possum, everybody. We are. Call everybody up. We gotta just talk to everybody. Start our own show tonight. Shit.
You know what? Exactly. We can get online and call. Get freeconferencecall.com and everybody can dial in.
Yeah.
I'm for real. We're gonna hijack your shit, Chris.
Okay.
Just messing with you, Chris. Man, hang up your damn line.
All right, guys. You don't have
y'all
you,
later,
man.
Bro.
Y'all have a
all
good.
All right, later. All right, later.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.